This is episode 135. I'm actually going to call this series, I wanted to rename the podcast, but I'm not going to rename it just yet. I wanted to rename it called The Eternal Optimist because a few years ago, I realized that's exactly what I am. This is not some AA meeting where I'm professing. Well, I guess. Okay. Hi, I'm Craig Stepp and I'm an eternal optimist. What does that mean? I, for a long time, I didn't even know the term, that there was a term for it, but that's where I am. And what does it mean? It means somebody that is fiercely positive. Here, Urban Dictionary says an eternal optimist is a person who never ceases to give up hope in something they believe. A person who will continue to believe in something or a positive outcome till the end of time. Yes, that is me. I had no idea that this was actually a thing, but somehow this is how I grew up. Was it my parents? I don't know. Was it something I watched or read? I don't know. But that's just how I am. There are times I've believed in people when I probably, in retrospect, probably shouldn't have. I've given people second chances, for better or for worse. That's just the way things are. And, I hope people that know me see that because I think if people see optimism and a positive outlook in myself or you, then it kind of bleeds on other people. Here's a good example. I'm Southern, as you can probably guess by my voice. I am Southern, and one of the things that a lot of people, Southern people do is speak to one another. I'll walk down, I'm maybe running, or I may be walking down the street, and I'm like, how you doing? How you doing? I always wave at people, how you doing? Hey, y'all. I say that, hey, y'all. And I see that as being a positive thing. Hey, maybe it'll brighten somebody's day. Hey, you spoke to me. Yeah, that's cool. And they pass it along. So I think that if somebody sees me being a positive or even a courteous person by speaking like that, they'll pass it on. And then they'll pass it on. And the next thing you know, you've maybe changed the lives of a lot of people's days that otherwise you may have not had an impact on. So there's a good example. But I'm going to explore this over the next 31 days. I'm not saying by any means I'm perfect. I'm not, but I am super positive. I think there's always a better tomorrow. It may not be tomorrow, but it is coming. I do believe that everybody has good in them. And sometimes people have proven me somewhat wrong. See, I can't even say, I can't even comment on it. So anyway, I'm going to explore this over the next 31 days, at least try. And if I can't fill up the 31 days with enough content for this, I will change gears and we'll finish out the month. But I want to explore eternal optimism in myself in a world of increasing cynicism and bad news. And I hope you follow me along because I believe if I'm positive, I believe you are too, and we can make the world a better place. And I don't want to sound over preachy, but that's just the way it is. Thanks. And we will finish Dog Days of Podcasting together. Thank you.